Moon. I was just thinking, like, when you went at the end, when you were in the army of occupation in Germany, that was 45.
Yeah.
And how long were you there for, and what were you meant to be doing?
Well, in the army of occupation, that was a bit of a We were supposed to be occupying Germany. They were defeated, and we were supposed to be occupying the country. And that's what we were doing, but there was really we weren't really doing anything productive at all.
And where were you?
It was just over the Dutch border in Germany, near Schleswig-Holstein, which is just south of Denmark, and just over the border there were these German towns we were in that. And one amusing thing that happened there was that the Canadians were, they were quite good soldiers, but they weren't terribly first class on parade square drill and things like the Germans were and the British were, and so on. They were pretty sloppy on some of that. And the Germans, of course, were used to seeing really first class heel-clicking drill. And they would come out and watch this group of Canadians form up every morning for their orders, and it was pretty sloppy, and they had great contempt for these Canadian troops. And one time, they got, there was this, the system they had, normally the officers are lined up on the side, sort of, let's say, at the right angles. If you think of a rectangle, and the men are all facing along the length of this rectangle forward, and the officers are lined up along the side so that they look out across the men from the side of the men. That's the correct way to do it, but in this particular case, for some reason, they had lined the officers up so that they're facing the men. You see, the men are looking at the officers, and the officers are looking at the men, and the men can also look at the buildings behind the officers. The officers are lined up at the foot of this building.
With their backs to the building.
With their backs to the building, and the men are facing the building. And this German woman, the Germans got onto this, and this German woman, for two mornings, I think she got away with it, she would disrobe in the window. Just the men, the officers couldn't see this. The men could, and they would say, you know, attention, you know, and then there'd be, the men would all be coming to attention at different times. It would be a hell of a mess, and they'd say, as you were, and they'd try to get them to do it more smartly. And it took them, the first morning, they didn't even know what was going on. The men weren't going to tell them either. But that was, it was kind of a, it was a shame, because the Germans, they didn't think ill of us, but they just thought we were pretty, pretty sloppy soldiers. And they were right, too, that we were. Anyway, that
would that make them feel any better that they'd been defeated by the Soviet soldiers?
Well, I don't suppose it did. I mean, they had respect for the Canadians as soldiers when they were fighting, but this parade square stuff, they would have had more respect for people who were, like some of the British Army, some of the really good Canadians were good at drill. And so on. That would impress any people if you come out. And they're always in step, and when you tell them to do something, there's a, like, present arms, there's a slap, 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 there's crash, noise, you know, everything in unison, and everything done smartly. It does impress people, but when you're sloppy and everybody's a little bit out of step with everybody else, it doesn't look so good then. And as an occupation army, we were, we weren't the least bit interested in it. We were just interested in socializing with the Germans and so on, which we weren't supposed to do. But, and getting home and all that. Anyway,
and what was it like in terms of food then? I mean, you got your supplies through from the
lines,
but how were the Germans coping?
They were having rough times in places like Berlin and Cologne and so on that were bombed. We know that from the movies we've seen, the documentaries we've all seen. But where we were, it was a little country town. They weren't starving there. They had access to farm produce and eggs. So they weren't all that well fed, mind you, but they weren't starving around there. But we didn't see any of the big cities where it really was bad that first winter for the Germans. And in lots of parts of Holland, it was bad. In the city, they were short of food, but not so much in the country. And in the country, the things that the Dutch would say, nixt in de winkel, alles in de kelder. That was, nothing is in the shop. Everything is in the cellar. The Germans take everything, they say, but they say nothing's in the shops, but everything is in the cellar. They had buried things and such stuff as that. So the Dutch and the Germans, I think the Germans too had hidden things from their own commissars and troops and so on. And they had enough food to get through.
Right.
Yeah.
So how long did that go on for? I mean, not just you, but how long was the army of occupation?
Well, still there.
The difficult period, I don't really know, but I got out of there just before Christmas of 45.
Because we got married January
46. 46, yes. Christmas
45. And then 45. You went back in March. To Canada.
Yeah.
And I went in August.
You went?
The end of August.
Yeah, end of August. Yeah, it was 7 months that I was in Canada waiting for you to come. That was a long 7 months. Yeah. No, that's right. So that it was, I got out of there around Christmas.
And when did the war actually end? When was the
invasion? Well, the war.
It was May. Or
yeah, May, 8th of May in 45 for us.
And then it was August.
For the Japs.
For the Japs, and we met at the end of August.
Yes, we met
after the end of
August. And I had been stationed in Holland and then in Germany, and decided I had a leave coming. They were giving all the troops lots and lots of leave to keep them all happy until they got home. And I could pick either Paris or London. I could go, and I'd never been to Paris, and I almost decided to go to Paris, but then I decided.
Well, you
London.
Knew Robin Young.
I knew Robin
had
Young.
A good base.
That's right.
John
she
Wood.
She was a well-to-do woman, a friend of mine, and I knew I could go and stay with her and live in pretty well luxury.
Mm.
She was well-to-do, and I spoke English reasonably well, and I could understand people in London, whereas in Paris I would have had a hell of a time because I couldn't speak French. And I thought, the hell with it, I'll go to London. And when I went to London, this Robin Young, this well-to-do woman, met me at the door, and I had great plans of what I was going to do around London. And she met me and said, "You're going to the church house party to Devonshire." And I,
was that on your list of things you planned to
do? No,
that was not on
a pathfinder. And you were the pathfinder.
And I almost said, "No, I am not going to," but she was a very
domineering woman.
You couldn't say no to Robin. And so, anyway, I got roped in on this trip, and I thought, oh, God, there goes my leave.
And how long was it for?
I was there for about
You only had
Lucy
for 4 days.
And I went out there for 4 days. And when I arrived at Lucy, Robin Young at that time had her hooks out for this minister who had been divorced from his wife, his first wife, or annulled. They'd had to be married annulled. And he was free to get married again. And this Robin Young, who was a widow, her husband had been in the Navy, and she was a widow. She had decided that she was going to hook this Alan Gray, this minister, who later on came to Tasmania in Australia, and he'd been there for years and years, and we kept hearing from him.
He's still alive, he's living in Adelaide. I've heard from him every Christmas, except the last time I heard from him was last October.
Yeah. Anyway, he decided she was going to hook him, and she had him pretty well hooked by this time. But the reason, I know now that the reason she was insisting on me going to this house party in Devonshire was that she knew he had invited Molly to go. And I don't think Robin liked the idea that he had invited Molly to go, because he'd been interested in Molly from a long time back.
Not in that way.
Not in that way, but yet he was very...